has been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Of light years of space.
All right, good afternoon all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're streaming over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. I'm here till 1 p.m. And before I get into the show, I would just like to congratulate the mighty Steve Edge and Edge on Folk for doing the radio show 30 years. 30 years going strong. That's older than a lot of you. That's three decades. That's impressive. That's awesome. Congratulations, Steve Edge. Here's to another 30. And yeah, the show here, as I said, is Generation Annihilation. And we started off with a band that was around in the 90s, who I was a big fan of. Saw them live a bunch of times. They were called Cat's Game. And we heard a track from their 1997-inch release called Home Sweet Home. We heard the A-side, which was called Alien. Yeah, this came out on CJIV Records, 3 Minute Mile Records, the station up at SFU, which is now called CJSF. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, followed with Cat's Game as well. Another demo, which came out in 1994. We heard the title track of it, Atmosphere, and yeah, I just loved Cat's Game. This was their second demo, and yeah, I gave it to somebody when I was traveling in the 90s. He was nice enough to put me up at his place. I thought, oh, when I get back home to Vancouver, I'll just get this tape again. But I couldn't find it anywhere. And couldn't find it until now, until it's been resurfaced on the World Wide Web. Yes, Cat's Game, incredible band. A couple of members were from a band called Lethal Virus, and the singer was from a band called Active Glands, and he is no more. He passed away in 1994, which brings me to my next release, brand new from Menace. This is a track called Too Many Punks Are Dead on Generation Annihilation CITR. Call up 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR for requests.
Too many punks are dead.
Jump strummer.
Too many punks are dead.
Fight
Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Bye. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Halkomelem-speaking Musqueam people.
The Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary June 24th to 28th. 5 whirlwind days with over 300 bands, films, art, and comedy across 30 venues. Curators Godspeed You Black Emperor Top of Bill featuring Television, De La Soul, Yola Tango, and more. Visit sledisland.com for details.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born 3, they stubbed me, and that's a magic number.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Started things all off with the latest from Menace. This one actually came out a couple years back, and I didn't get it until now. Didn't see it till now, but yes, it's brand new from them. Well, 2 years is pretty new for a band that's been around since 1977. Too Many Punks Are Dead by Menace, and that's the name of the release. That was the name of the track. It's on Rebel Sound Records. And we followed with UK Subs with a track called Suicidal Girl. That's from their Yellow Leader release. And yeah, Charlie Harper from UK Subs turned 71 last week. He's older than the Buzzcocks, Pete Chelley and Steve Diggle, who we heard after from The Way. We heard a track called Third Dimension. It's their latest. It's a really good record. I quite dig it. And yeah, the track we heard was called Third Dimension. Followed with Inner City Units from the Punkadelic album. We heard a track called Blue Rinse Haggard Robot. Kind of a tongue twister there. And right now we're going to get into a Vancouver band. They're called Pill Squad. And this is a track called I Turned Out a Punk on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Never had Thank you. ITR's punk rock radio show Rocket from Russia celebrates a super anniversary on June 20th at the Cobalt. The show features beautiful tunes by Fat Records recording geniuses Toy Guitar from San Francisco, two new local exciting acts, Uptights and Grease Thieves, plus special super guests to be announced soon. And Rush and Tim will also play a DJ set full of punk rock hits. We guarantee success at this event. Rocket from Russia anniversary, June 20th, Cobalt.
Very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Started things all off with Pill Squad from their four-song CD EP, Weird Attractal. I Turned Out a Punk, following with the Modernettes, classic 1980 12-inch reissue of Teen City. Modernettes from Vancouver, track we heard is called Little Girls. Followed with Locals Fashionism, track called Breaking Out, and the Gagged gave us I Gotta Write. Yeah, the Gagged, awesome local band, and they're currently looking for a new bass player. Yeah, I Gotta Write, classic Iggy Pop tune, one of the first hardcore punk tunes ever, and this is a new CD by Legion of Goons. Here we go.
Thank you. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, Generation Annihilation at the start of the sets. We heard from, who did we start things off with? Legion of Goons, I Lost a Bet to Boba Fett. And this is a band that I think is kind of taking a break or something like that. But yeah, they played a show a while back at Pat's Pub, and they released this this CD, which features 17 tracks, a studio session of 12 tracks, and a live session of 7 tracks. And yeah, I got to Got to see these guys a bunch of times. Yeah, they're cool. Followed with Toe Tag out of Seattle, Washington. Hide the Knives is the name of the release. It's a 10-inch. The track we heard is called Dead Blue Skies, and it's on Conundrum Media. And we followed with Vampire Lesbos, and we heard a track called Plasma. And I've never heard this band until now, and they're from Spokane, Washington. And this was a release from 1986. I remember I used to see their name on posters as well. I'm not sure if they played up here, but they played some shows with DOA. I know in Spokane and Seattle as well. Followed with Paint the Damage out of Calgary, Alberta, from their self-titled 7-inch release. We heard a track called Chewing the Fats, and we got about another 7-8 minutes to go on the show here. We're going to hear some tracks off a brand new 7-inch on Beach Impediment Records, brand new compilation 7-inch. It's called Hardcore, Give Me Some More. And the first track we're going to hear is by the Neurons, and this is a track called Populated Fridge. And then we're going to hear some SHIT, some Peacebreakers, Mercenary, and we might get to the Impalers as well.
Yeah.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation with four tracks off the Hardcore Give Me Some More compilation on Beach Impediment Records. We heard from Neurons with a track called Populated Fridge, followed with SHIT with a track called Bliss. Peace Breakers gave us No One Cares, and Mercenary gave us Dreams Reality. And once again, that's Hardcore Give Me Some More compilation, and this concludes another edition of Generation Annihilation. Like us on Facebook. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Stay tuned for Power Chord. Up next, we're going to leave you with a track from Personality Crisis. This is from the Charred Remains compilation. Originally came out as a cassette, but here it is on vinyl. Personality Crisis with a track called I Wonder What They're Thinking. Stay tuned for Power Chord. Up next.
We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Green Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Ben Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca.
in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Hey, there we go. We're on. Welcome to another edition of Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio on CITR. From established since 1985, destroying the airwaves with heavy music from UBC. We just listened to a track by a band called Girl School. That was a song called Kick It Down from their album Hit and Run. Girl School, of course, played at a venue on Granville Street last night. To a, not a packed house, but an enthusiastic crowd. They played with, yeah, there you go. Aaron's just showing me, who's that?
Girl School.
No, but who's post?
Lars.
Friend of yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron's just showing me some pictures from the show.
I assumed it was a packed show, seeing as, you know, it's a few people have posted pictures in my news feed this morning, but I guess...
Yeah, it wasn't...
That just goes to show you the myth of Facebook, how...
Misrepresentation?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It wasn't, like I say, it wasn't packed, but, I mean, the dance floor, like, in front of the stage was definitely full attendance, and everybody that was on it was going for it. Yeah, it was a good gig, and they did play some new stuff off their new album, which, I mean, I kind of think it broke the momentum a little bit, but...
It usually does.
Yeah, yeah.
Either they're playing songs from a record that nobody bought 20 years ago, or they're playing songs off a new record that...
Yeah, that nobody knows about yet. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, fun show by a super long established band. Aaron was just saying they haven't played here since 1985 with Deep Purple, so there you go. It's been a
so
while.
Their popularity has dwindled down. Well, people are there probably see Deep Purple, but last time they're here, they're probably playing like 10,000. The last night, what were you saying? Probably playing to 200.
Yeah, max, yeah. I would say. 200 max for sure. But I did see Metal Ron there last night. One of the, and Gerald. Gerald Rattlehead was there.
That's good.
Yeah. Both of them were there. The originators of Power Chord. Two people that started it way, way back in the day. And so I asked Ron.
Before you were born.
Before I was even born. So I asked Ron what song he wanted to hear, and that was it. Kick It Down from the album Hit and Run.
Respect.
Major respect. Yeah. Respect to the elders. That one's for you, Ron. And myself, I'm the of the new school. For those that are just tuning in or don't know me or whatever, I've been away for quite a long time. My name is Coleman. I've been hanging out on this show for a couple of years, but I've been absent from the DJ seat for the last 6 months or so. I was away working in Edmonton, so it's good to be back. I'll be back full-time, more full-time in mid-June, and so I'll be hanging out a lot more this summer and continuing onwards. But so I've been listening to a lot of different metal, and I haven't gotten to, you know, tell people about it for quite a while. I don't know. It's been kind of busy. I haven't been able to check out as much music as I would like to, but, the stuff that I have been checking out, I don't know. It definitely kind of skews to the, black side, and it's all pretty, it's pretty gross. So that's what the show, that's what we have in store. It's going to be kind of a nasty, kind of a gross show. So, brace yourselves, basically. The track I'm going to go to next is, I would say for my money, I mean, we're getting halfway point. I can talk about, you know, albums of the year, getting to be that point, starting to do a bit of a recap. Definitely, definitely my metal album of the year thus far is Scarsided by Leviathan. It is unreal. This is my like introduction to Leviathan, which of course, okay, no, that's not quite true. Yeah, it is. Jeff Whitehead is the sole member of Leviathan. He's been doing it for quite a long time. He's kind of like elder statesman in terms of American black metal. And my introduction to him was through Twilight, the supergroup with Blake Judd from Noctmystium and Imperial from Krieg. So I was familiar with his percussion, but not really anything else. In Leviathan, he takes care of all the instruments as well, and vocals and do-do-do. So there was a lot of hype around Scarsided. It's the first album that he's put out in a couple of years. And since his last album was basically